once had it on the screen, but we can't get it now. I have it with me, Baruch Hashem. So, sharing some sense. It's very fascinating. We spoke about it yesterday. We saw the Kilos. Simon Beis, who said the same Yisod. It's hard to define always what's considered to be a Mechave and what's considered to be a Pesik Reisha. For example, Tosfos Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph tells us that Mappis Mursa, pimple, you press, you want to get the pus out. That's considered, Tosfos considered a Pesik Reisha. Nichole, lo Nichole. Why is it a Pesik Reisha? Yes, Rabbi Akiva, it's a Mechave and Mamish. That's his kash. So, you mentioned that the Kilos Yaakov answered that since the prohibition here of bone, it'll be called a totzah. It's not an action. It's a result. It's result-oriented. Therefore, we have a right to consider it to be in the category of sikresha, and as opposed to mechave, notwithstanding the fact that we cannot identify a different action. We call the ulas heter. There's nothing else. There's only one action. Still considered to be in the category of ein mischave and pesik reisha. The Rambam, he says, disagrees. And the Rambam says the definition of davar she'eino mischave, you're doing a different action. No different action, it's called a mechave. It's not called ein mischave and pesik reisha. It's called a mechave mamash. That's the machlokes between the Rambam on the one hand and the Aruch on the other hand. If you recall, there was a stira from yesterday. The stira turns to Masechta Yuma, it started off one way, ended off the other way. So the answer was, depends whose sheet they're following. Their own sheet is one way. And the Aruch, by definition, holds the other one. But then the problem becomes, all right, forget about the Aruch interpretation. Mappis Mursa is a question. We don't know that, we're not sure the answer to that question. What about Gemara Yuhanav Kuv Gimel? That's still our Gemara until we move off it to Bona. We're still our Gemara, it's Kuv Gimel. And our Gemara, it says, what does it say over here? Wait a minute. There's only one pool over here. What's he doing? He's being Tolesh, Ulshin, and Mizare, Zerodin. What's he doing? He's pulling weeds out, right? Bad grass, Asa, Rashi says. Zerodin, Konim, Rakim. Okay? He's taking off the weeds or the heart. Only one action. One action. Okay, so according to the Shitas Aruch, it's good. It's one action, but it has the result of Yipu Yakarka can be treated as a Pesik Reisha. With me so far? But according to him, what he calls the Rambam, Rambam requires a different pa'ula. In other words, my pa'ula is I'm dragging a bench. That's what I'm doing. The fact that it's a ditch, that's a totally different thing. But over here, what are the two things? He's just pulling out stuff from the ground. So according to the Aruch, is good. Because the Easter is what you call the Totsah, the fact that the Karaka has become Yofa. But if you disagree with that, you're back to square one. How will the Rambam get out of this? Oh. So he quotes, and here, Baralan we can't get, that we still able to get? Let's go back to Baralan. When you get that, you'll let me know. Rishonim ala Baba. And here it gets a little tricky because now, Chidushi Haran, tricky, tricky, tricky. Because when they say Chidushi Haran on Shabbos, I think they mean the real Ran, not the Ran that was posed to them. I will see in a minute. You know what I'm saying? The Ran used to be the one that's printed in the Chidushi Haran is not really the Ran. Let me just tell you the fact. Right now, I hope he has it because that's what I want. To be honest, it's not really the Ran. It's somebody else, some kind of Rishon. But not with. Hold on, just a minute. Oh, this is it. We have what we want. Now we can't get the real run. The pseudo run we have. We need the real run, and the problem. Now, the old Ritvahs, they printed the run as part of the Ritvah. I have my house, the old Ritvahs before the Moser Rav Kook. But on Bar Ilan, the Ritvah is the real Ritvah. So where do you get the real Chidushi Aran on Shabbos? You have to let me know. I'm serious. It's going to come up. It's going to come up. Everyone follow what I'm saying? In the old days, not that long ago, if you look at the Chidushi Aran at somebody else that's here, you look at the Chidushi Ritzvah, it's the real Aran. Now they printed the real Ritzvah. They printed the real Aran under the Chidushi Aran, all Bolsa Rav Kook. This Bolsa Rav Kook did not print because they had a Gerber system. And nope, we don't know who it is. But on the Bar Ilan, you only have the original pseudo Aran and the real Ritzvah. But the one that's called the Ritzvah is now known as the Aran. I don't see it here, so you'll have to let me know how to get it. Don't tell me what's Rav Kook because we have problems with this. I want to be able to get it on Bar Ilan. So you'll have to. I'm serious. Don't wait till the last minute when I need it. Then do the research now when I don't need it. Okay. Okay. Our love delay. Tomar, ma'ich baslan imu dechavre. Mikom gal malacha nasim mimela. The malacha is happening by itself. Pirush ra'ah. Oh. Is there a ra'ah as a separate sefer on Shabbos?
No.
I don't think so. The pirush, there is?
Not sure.
I didn't find it in the I didn't find it here. I didn't find it in the Kovas Mefarshim, Kovas Shon. But we'll look again on the way out. We'll look and see if they have a row. The Kema the Hocha b'shtei melachos, Lakitas Eitz and v'Yipui Karka. In the Skav and the Shteim Chayev Shtayin. Of course, you shall. Hilchach Kema lo Mechavin Ela Lachoda. Taino Lakitas Eitz and v'Yipui Karka. Here's the key word. Me'eleha hu ba. A new phrase. He wants to keep the seitz. This is me'eleha hu ba. Eina mechavala lo nichalei be lo chashiv emalach. Okay, and again, once again, he repeats the me'eleha hu ba. And do so. Me'eleha hu ba. Achen adin the shtei malachis. Shachas yotzei b'toch chaverta v'nasas me'eleha ena mechaven la v'lo nicholei ba lo chashiva malacha l'chuli alma. That's ara d'chavrei. Him it's not good. Okay, same thing, give an example. Hadas shanova merubim me'olah. We saw that Gemara, Sukkot, Alam Gimel. With d'chavrei, the muta l'laken ha'anovim shi'a malacha af alpi shehechsher nasa me'eleh. So ain't not tzoruch. L'mashu miskavin ala shibo me'alela. Lo nichalei bo. Lo dechavrei hu. Okay, b'chol for guma, etzor ala yafra, shu potter, because the guma nas me'alela. U'mitok nitila asa ofer, shibi amalocha hi bo. Lo mechavin lo, u potter u l'chul yafra. Now, potter doesn't help us out. We want to know if it's mutter. Here he uses the word mutter. Okay? Mutter. Till now, otherwise he's using the word potter. Okay? So what is he saying over here? So the Nesib Chaim says he's saying a new independent Yisrael. He's not saying what the Aruch said. No. The Aruch said, Sigresh Nichalei is mutter. A new Yisrael. He's saying a different Yisrael. I would have said to answer his question, it's a, what Tosa says, Hadam Allah Hashem Tzvichal Agufa. Simple answer. Ara d'chavrei is l'chashiv tzvichal agufa. This is just so simple. One line. He has a whole arichas. Whole arichas. Why? Maybe he doesn't want this terrorist. Maybe he wants to say it goes even according to Yehudah. Who holds the answer tzvichal agufa is chayv. Otherwise, sounds like a very good terrorist. Answer tzvichal agufa. He seems to be oblivious to it. So he has a new yisod. You tell me his new yisod means what the aruch said. That's one way to read it. Like the aruch. Doesn't quite sound that way. Doesn't quite sound that way. Because he throws in a new vart saying what? Me'elel. He keeps repeating himself. Yipi akaka me'elel yibo. Again, the next line, me'elel yibo. And then, I believe in the third time, me'elov. And she'me'elov three times. Fourth time, bo me'elel. Four times, he has expression. Fifth time, all five times, he has the word me'elel. Happens by itself. What do the words mean? I'm asking you. I'm not sure what the word means. What does this mean over and above Sigresh Lo Nichalei? Yeah.
This is a question. So you're saying Potter and Mutter is kind of unclear?
In some cases it says Potter. In some cases it says Mutter. In the case of Shana Chwita, it has to be Mutter. The Gemara is saying how to do it. All the other cases, it only says Potter. We don't say necessarily that it's going to be Mutter. But presumably, if the logic is enough to make it Mutter, In the case of Hadassah, it would apply elsewhere as well. Of course, the problem is, and some of the other things, it's also for another reason. In other words, perhaps other kavanas, whatever it may be. But what does he mean? So in this sefer, so I wanted to show it to you on the screen so you'll be able to comment on it, he makes a big deal out of this me'eleho, and I'm still a little bit lost as to what exactly it means. I'll read you the page. Look it up. It's page Shin, Ayin, Aleph. Okay, he is bothered by the Rambam's opinion. He holds you need a pula's heter. What's the pula's heter over here? There is none. He mustn't like the ra'ah. Quote in the Ran. Have you found it? You have it now? Yes. Okay. And he quotes this long piece in the Ran. What is he saying? What does it mean? What the way he just quotes it? Well, with these there, he says, whatever it means, the Yush of Hate, the Gamshitas Aramba, the Hocha Shiny, the Kaven that told so, Nases Me'eleha, Havi Eina Biskavain, Kaven the Osik Biodain Bepula Acheris. Okay. What's his word? You need a Pula Acheris. What does a Pula Acheris mean? A Pula over and above, separate and apart from the actual Isser. So if the actual Isser is an Isser, we'll call it an Isser of Maisa. So you need a separate Maisa. But then he's saying that you're a Lumdashi Yisod. If the Isser is something which comes without any Maisa, it is Nasame Eleho. So by definition, the Maisa that you're doing is separate and apart and over and above the Isser, because the Isser is only something which is Nasa Me'alel. Everyone follow me? Now, we have to be more precise, and that's why I need your help. How is this in fact different from simply a Psikvesh Lo Nichole? I guess he's saying, a Psikvesh Lo Nichole, let's say I cut off the bird's head, so that I did the Isser, I did a Sheikhet. That's not Nasa Me'alel. Okay? But over here, it's considered to be something which is Nasa Me'alel. Oh, and then he says the Rambam has to hold this way. Why? Because the Rambam has an upshad in the Gemara, Aralecha, Rei Kelo, like Tarsus, because he holds an angel of the Gufa's Chayim. Elamai, like the Aruch, there are those who claim Rambam this denies the Aruch, the Chazanish and others. But there are some you should hate it. Why? I read again. The Chiyai Gavna, Kul Yamam Modu Bisharu. Came in the Hamalacha Nasas Me'elel. I feel after Rabbi Yehuda Moda the Potter. That's what he seems to be saying over here. So again, I'm not exactly sure what it means, but he makes a big deal out of this. And according to him, I have to take this Ran and this Ra'ah. And I believe somewhere he has a line. That's what gave me. Yeah, I'm reading from this over here. He quotes the Chidush Yeran, name of the Ra'ah. Uvazeh, he says, it's not called Chorosh. He's using Uvazeh. I don't see it here at all, unless I'm missing it. Uvazeh docha raya sa'oruch lochiach mikan the psikresh lo nichalei shari docha shiny came in the nas me'aleho ayin shom. Ayin shom. Does he somewhere say here beferish he's knocking out the oruch? Not in this paragraph. The word oruch never doesn't even appear. It may be implicit. Unless he's referring to some kind of a ra'ah, which I don't have. Let's take a look. Maybe we're missing something. No ra'ah, right? Ra'ah? Ooh, wait a minute. No. How about the Zara? That's it. And one mesechta about a zara. On some mesechtas, there are all has a perish on the riff, such as brachas, for example. So maybe they have that. Let's see. Where's the riff? Shonen. Riff and also Caleb. No. Maybe. Why? Okay, it's not here. Doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's not here. Okay, so I asked you to figure out. It's the top It's page Shin Ayin Aleph. It's the paragraph which goes from column 1 to column 2. I'm not exactly sure what he's writing, but where he's coming from. All right, with me? Please let me know if you have a job. Oh, but now I'll be Mishnah Brewers.
What's the issue with the Yifoy Karka?
If you make the Karka nicer, that's the Isser of Choresh, or Bona in some cases. He said it's considered to be Me'elel. And Me'elel is a new religion called Me'elel. Not the Aruch. Aruch says no nichale. He goes further. Eilel. Eilel, different rules. And therefore, even the Rambam, who requires a pula other than the Aveira, here every pula is under the Aveira. The Aveira has no pula. That's how I understand he's saying. Good. Could be that's what he means. Where he rejects the Aruch, who was there docha. Maybe who was there nidche. Or Hefshel nidche. He says docha. Who's the Aruch? Who's the he? Chidush Iran b'shem because of the Aruch Chidush. It's not the Iran, nothing about the Aruch over here. Unless maybe some other place he quotes the Aruch and knocks it off with this yourself. I don't see it. Unless he means he could knock off the right. But again, I'm a little bit perplexed. Open the Mishnah Berurah, please. Shin Lamed Dalet. Everyone has? Shin Lamed Dalet, you don't have? Oh boy. Yeah, everyone else has? The Mishnah Berurah? Yeah, yeah? You have it in text or online. I don't care which one. As long as you have it. You have access to it. Or look on with somebody else who has it. Shin Lamed Dalet Sif Chof Gimel. Shin Lamed Dalet Sif Chof Gimel. I wonder what are we talking? Why? We want to do anything. We'll see momentarily what we're going to do. What does it say? Talid sha'achas b'ha'ur. Fire was unfortunately attached itself to a particular garment. Okay. Poshta u'miskasa. Where's this Gemara? Adav kufchaf. We were at Kuf Kof at Barichas Gedola yesterday. We're going to be back there today. I have to say that aside from Kuf Gimel, our daf has become daf Kuf Kof. We're in two different daf at the same time. Alright? Two timing over here. What does it say over here? And daf Kuf Kof, the last two lines of an alf. Talat she'ochas bohur mitzad echad poshta miskaseva v'im kofsa kofsa. It means you take it off, you put it on, and maybe it'll just happen that the fire will go out. Now obviously Rabbi said, what's the guy doing? He obviously wants the fire to go out. What do you call this guy? Is he a Nechavi? Is he a Psychration? What is this guy? Take a look at Shavana. Please take a look. Ram. We'll see you soon. So the Shavana writes, Poshta Miskasaba, Beina Choshesh. Okay. Says the Machaber, the Yeshmi Shaomer, Shetzorach Shelo Yiskaim Alekach. Somebody says this only works, Lo Yiskaim Alekach. That was the first day, oh. Chacham Avadja taught us that the first day is always the Iker day. Yir Yakavan Alekach. It's not going to be. Hold on. How going to be? So the Beis Yosef says, it's not a psikresha. What kind of psikresha, Rabosai? He's mamish mechav, and he's obviously doing the shtick in order to have the fire go out. Comes along to the Simchai with a myriad of chiddush. We have until now assumed, Rabosai, that the Rambam, with his definition, was a bigger machmer than the Aruch. According to the Aruch, it's the same pu'ula. It's considered only a psikresha, such as mapis mursa. According to the Rambam, that might be considered machav and mamish because there's no separate pu'ula. Fine? Here, it's for Karen. There is a separate pu'ula. Yeah, but so what? He wants the fire to go out. Doesn't matter. Ram Lakula. since there is a separate pu'ula, Rabosai, and your primary intention in that action is putting on the, I'm not using the word primary in a axiological sense. What he really wants is gold. Primary in a practical sense, reality sense. That's what he's doing. Put on the talus on and off. Since there's a primary pu'ula, which is intrinsically permissible, even though there was a result of the fire being extinguished, which is a second action, and even though he really wants that, no question he wants it, consider anyway that Hashem is coming. This is a chiddush, what a chiddush! What the Rambam will end up being a maker. That's what he writes over here. Unbelievable. I'll read you again from his words. You don't have it. Page Shin Sam of Zion. Rambam holds his sword ahead. The name is Skaven. Ikar Mishum. Sh'oth Mepula Muteres. Understand? Nothing what he wants, he doesn't want. Doesn't want. Ein Meskaven means Ein Kavanoso Lasos Malacha Asura, which means what I mean. Kloma. Shem Meskaven Le Malacha Muteres. The Ein Ritzonos that shovel in Meskaven. And therefore, even though it's obvious he wants that the fire should go out, not Meskaven. He's just putting on and off his shirt. So the Beis Yosef says, you put on the beged, you want, of course, the fire to go out. It's called Ein Meskaven. Why? Osik Bepula Muteris. Maisa Levisha. Ein Meskaven Lepulas Kibui means that's not what he's doing. He wants the result, but he's not doing the action itself. He's not blowing out with he blow out a birthday candle. Not doing that. Wow. It's a chiddush nifla v'nar. Maybe it's only to be knocked down to the rabbanon and then with later interior rabbanon. That is not sure. It's patient samachzak. It's a tremendous chiddush. You think it's the only place it's found? Take a look at us at the Gemara. Kuf chof aleph amud beis. Kuf chof aleph amud beis. It's always bothered me. I must be honest with you. And this is maybe a possible answer. I never understood this. The end of Kuf Chav Aleph and Beis, the last 6 months. Omer Rav Sheshes, Nachash Darso Lefitumum. Roke, one before, Darso Lefitumum. Now, in the case you're not permitted to go to a place and go bang. Well, the fituma. What does it mean? Rashi, Dilma the fituma. Lo sheyamad all of yar gendel lehedjim. El kshuholek letumo v'nochal shalaka b'fonav. Ein tzorok lishamim imenu. El adorcha v'holek. V'meis b'drichos l'yamus. Hov lo miskavim. The davash ein miskavim rab yudim ed rabbonu. This we saw yesterday. Ulim azik in lo gazim. Let's leave out rab yudim. Let's talk about rab shimim. Why did Dava Shem Meskaven? Why? He has his foot. He's about to put it down. He sees there's some kind of a bug there. Oh, you know what I'm supposed to say? The guy in Washington Heights, he said, someone has to deal with roaches. One of the slime. What do you do? Go like this. Bang. And they smash it down. They go, take that and that and that. And they go, okay, that you know how to do. It'd be more delicate. Look at this. The roach is just as dead like this as when you say saying no difference in the result. You know, the fituma, I'm just walking along, minding my business. Okay, let's be a little more discreet in our cruelty to animals, whatever it may be. So, why? Why is that considered to be a dumb shame of the scabbard? He knows exactly what he's doing. Yeah. Why? It always bothered me. Why is this called a dumb shame of the scabbard? Says in the Sibchai, you know why? He's doing a different pool though. The pooler is walking. He's walking. I'm walking right now. There's no bugs. A different pooler. Even though the result is desired in the case of the jacket which you're putting on and off, but it's a different pooler. A different pooler, by definition, is considered to be a what? A dover she'eno miskave. Now, let's look at the Ramban on this Gemara. Do she Ramban on the same Gemara. Thank you. Nachash dosa lefitumo. Upirish. Some say it's answer legufa. Iyav shel farish. Don't say love a scave. Oh, then came my door, so the mash for the chatchila also came. If you came, if you come to the chatchila door, so the kederach hilucho. Oh, the imnerag, nerag, the bedris lo have a psikration lo yomus. Hakati kashin, the come Rabbi Yanai, sirani horeg, the mash of the scave and the chatchila horga. So you get an impression in this particular case, you're just walking along and on, reminding him on your merry way, that it is considered to be a dava she'eno miskabe, which is exactly what Rashi seemed to have taught us. I think that's what he's referring to. It's not the rest of the reading right now. That's his inference from the Rambam. But Rashi seems to have said it. A different pula, it's called the tumo, it's called a dava she'eno miskabe. That's what he seems to be saying. That's what he says. Even though you want to die, right? If you're too low. Okay, fine. Now, there's another Rambam. Another Rambam, Perek Chav Aleph, Halacha Gimel. Let's turn to the Gemara. Sadi Heyem and Aleph. Another one of our Gemaras. This is on the Baruch HaKadosh, somebody from before. Half it was in before, half it was now. If you paid careful attention to the Baruch HaKadosh, one doubt was on both. That's Sadi Heyem. Both. Okay. Take a look over here, Rabosai. Sadi Heyam and Aleph. Toner Rabbonim, 10 lines down. Acholev, not already in the Machabed, Zamagabin. Oh, Hamagabin, Kigrogus. Hamachabed, Hamarabates. Roda Chalazvash. Shogag, Beshabbos, Chayav Chatan, Hayden, Yantan, Machlok Rabbon, Dibra Blood. Chamomin, Echadzeh, Echadzeh. Heino ela mishum shus. The Rabbanan, we've been here before, right? We're talking about this klach yad, this enem miskayim. We've been here before. Let's turn to the Rambam and see what he says about this. Here's the Rambam. Right on this house. Also, the chabed is a karka. You can't sweep the floor. Shem yash vagumos. And then kene rotsav avonim. Fine. Umut olizalef mayim al gabe a karka. The eno choshe shem yash vagumos. Why? Shere eno misgabin lekach. Sin. So why is it also the chabad? Say the same thing. Ain't a miskav on the kach. It's not my kasha. Do the kesef mission. Kasev rivash b'tshuva. Yesh the tzmor rabbeinu, the Rambam. Shenira midvarav shlo osar hakibud mishub sekresha. Shemkein, Ohavla, Loma, Shema. Okay, Shema means it. Not observation. Mimkein, Tomea. Loma, Osu, the Karmakam Shimon, Enem Eskaben is Mutter. Buatva, Kosa, Bezilov, Shemutter, Benachosha, Shemiyash, Vigumos. Shere Enem Eskaben, the Kach? Right? Uvavarak, Amkein, Epsha, Biribut, Shiyash, Vigumos. Shemlokin, Loitzorok, Loma, Shere Enem Eskaben, the Kach. Fine. So why is there a difference between Mechabit, which is Usur, and Merabit, which is Mutas? In both cases, it's not a psik ratio. In both cases, it's possible to be Mashvagumos. What's the difference? If you want to say that Kibbutz is not psik ratio, El Shekoshu Shemi Yashvagumos, we are dying, the Kavon. Yeah. Rebut Ein Lochush, He's not mechaven. Okay, near midbar. Shekibur hu mechaven lekach. Im kein lama anu tzvichem shiyash shabiyadav. Kevin shem mechaven. Efshar dashvo as gumas bekibur. Im kein lechuli hama asur. These are the questions of the Rivash. Serious questions, he has questions. What's the answer? Mira, hoisek avonas harav, she mechaven liyapos hakaka bayis l'takno, afa pisha kibud lapsik reishahu, nikomako, hakavona sheyesh lo bekibud habayis, liyapos l'takno, chashiva kavona, nashvos gumos, ava beribut, Eino mechaven liyapos hakaka kim lelachleach o avir o shloyal ha'ovok ulezeh afim ershah shiyash v'gumas shereinu miskaven lakach dematrit. What does that mean? So sure enough, here in the same sefer, he says, no, this is what it means. This is so. Kibud is not a separate pa'ula. When you sweep a floor, that's exactly the same thing as flattening the ground. It is Ashvaz Gumus. There is no separate action. As a result, it's called Davar Mechavin, according to the Rambam. But Rebus, you know, like the ground crew in Yankee Stadium, and they take a hose and start spritzing water, that is not an act of Ashvaz Gumus. Not an act of Ashvaz Gumus. We consider it a separate act. As a separate act, we can apply the principle of Davar She'ein on the Skab. Yes, sir?
It's a separate act because what the Kavanah is?
No.
Or because it's a separate act?
Separate act, factually. In other words, if I pour water, it may end up that it's going to flatten the ground, but that's not what I'm doing. I'm pouring water. If I'm sweeping, the act of sweeping with the broom is, in effect, a flattening of the ground. That's the distinction. That's what Rav Moshe said, that's what he explains over here. In the Sefer, that's a distinction. This is the next page Shin Samach Ches, in this beautiful Sefer. Read it to you.
But are you saying that changes the guy's
kavana? That changes the halach of davar she'ein miskaven. I'll read it inside. Hashvaz gumos haril bichlal ma'ase kibud. It's one action. They have no heter made a miskaven. Not considered to be also with pulas heter. It's one pula. The yaratzon is irrelevant. One ma'ase is us. But ributs is considered to be a different act. With this, Rav Osai takes it a step further. He wants to suggest this is the machloikus by suffix segregation of Shavah. It's the next page, Shin Samach Tes, which we spoke about already yesterday. We saw it in the long bir halach of Shin Tezayin. May you put the box on top of the cover of the box that there may or may not be flies that you don't know, you didn't check it out. The Taz says mutter, others say usr, should we take it the rice of the chumra, Rabbanu will be mutter. He makes his following suggestion. According to the Rambam, it should be awesome. Because there's no pu'ulas heter. All I'm doing is putting the cover on the box. That's not a pu'ulas heter. If there are indeed there are flies there, it's a pu'ulas iser. So in the state of the rice of the chumra. However, Rabbo said, according to what we call the Shidus HaTosis and the Rosh and the Aruch and all those that go with the other Mahalach, the Mapis Mursa is considered an Eina Meskaven Upsik Resha. So here too, since he's only covering the box, that's nothing. It's on the entrapment, which is something that we call the Isra of Totsah. So then we'll say, look, he covered the box. He had no idea whether there or not there were flies in the box. So therefore, we view the action as a davar she'ein miskaven, because there is a result of this. The result of this is that the potential flies are trapped. Not the action of covering something. It's irrelevant. Cover all you want. It's the result of entrapment. Since that may or may not be happening, so we're not going to label what he's doing as a davar mechaven, even though it's already been predetermined by facts of which he's unaware. That's what he says, lumdus over here. Oh. And this, he takes it further. Rabosai, Perek Yudalit Simentes in the Rosh. We were there, we read it already once before. We're going to see it again. Open up, please. The Rosh. Perek Yudalit Simentes. Perek Yudalit Simentes. Hold the kind of Reb Shimon towards the beginning of the Siman. In my page, it's page Samach Aleph, halfway down the first column, a bit more. Hold the kind of Reb Shimon. Yamar Davar Shem Eskaven Mutter. Who's he calling? The Shulz of Flygon. Hani Mili B'Shabbes. I'm going to call it Torah Kula, Kailan, Krav Yudah, Dabar Shem Eskaven, Osir. This is a Shultz. Shultz to Rabbi Choyim. Parshas Emor. Fine. Says the Heilig Rosh, V'ein Dvar of Nirim B'zeh. The Shultz is wrong. So we call it Torah, Kailan, Krav Yishimin. What do you see? That Payalef, Nazir, Kof, from a fast face. Right? V'ina Potskab Yochan, Ablach Rav Shimin, it's not Mishnah. Not Yisra Shabbos, Yisra of Yisra of Tiglachas, for Nazir. So too in B'chorah Saf Lama Dalet. Hey, my keys and down the B'chor. He said to do of mistreating a carbon, kachim. Oh, my beauty, my shmua, like Rabbi Shimon. Uparach, hey. He lay, my Rabbi Shimon, the masnisin. Ad hash the law, shmina and shmuel. The law, Rabbi Shimon. Ay, we passed like Rabbi Shimon in the Hilchot Shabbos. Frank the Rashu, my pearl, according to the Shiltas. Afal gab da shminon Shmuel. The what? That Allah Rabbi Shimon b'Shabbos hakati itzrich la shminon b'alma. Because Allah l'maisa, in fact, the Hashemites, we distinguish between one and the other. Alavare and chilek ben Shabbos ashar isur. So the Rosh says the Shiltas is absolutely incorrect. The question is, Rav Osai, is a boomerang theory. And you, the Rosh, equate Shabbos with shar isurim. Not necessarily so. Remember we saw the Tosfos Mem Aleph Mem Beis Barichus? What did Tosfos say over there? The Dabar Shein Miskaven Kohen Rabbi Yehuda is also Midoraisa B'Shar Yisurim. And on Shabbos it's Mutter Midoraisa. It's not a Melechas Machsheves. So even according to Shidus HaRosh in the Valley of Tosfos, there is a distinction between Shabbos and Shar Yisurim. So why all of a sudden over here is he saying that there's no difference between Shabbos and Shari Surin? He himself agrees, presumably, the rush from the Bali of Tosis. Let's see if we have to grab it. Look on the Tosis to rush, it's even here. That hold that there is a distinction between Shabbos and Shari Surin in the case of Davar Sheni Miskaven. That in Shari Surin, it's also Midoraisa. And in Shabbos, it is not also Midoraisa. As a matter of fact, the Tosis to Rosh is over here. Even Rabbi Yehuda agrees. Same word for it. It's a page Chof Aleph in our Gemara's column 4. Go down the page. Same with our Tosis. So Sneer and the Rosh, you're checking out the Shildas. He distinguishes between what and what? Shabbos and Shari Surin. And you're saying it's not true. It's not true. You yourself said it's true. That Shari Surin was a Deraisa. And Shabbos is the Rabbanan, I mean, that's not Shabbos. What do you want from the poor Shiltas? He just said a little bit different thing. He said that Shari Surin in Pasek Rabbi Yehuda, Dovah Shein Meskaven is Asur, it will be Asur with Daraisa. And it comes to Shabbos in Pasek Rabbi Shimon. Why not? You yourself agree that Melechus Nach Shabbos is a wedge between Shabbos and Shari Surin. So what do you want from the Shiltas? That's the Kasha he raised. It's a very good Kasha. I never thought of the Kasha myself. Okay, but he asked the cash. That's a very good cash. You have a terrace on my side, but you have a terrace. You have a terrace, let me know. I'm happy to agree with your terrace. That's his cash. I think it was a great cash. Not only that.
Might it be?
Yes. Pesach issue. Maybe. Listen to this now. We're talking here about Shari Surin. All right, so the Shiltas will say it's a remote sheet. Okay, no one holds from. Watch this. This is also a Ran, which is not really a Ran. Not every Ran is really a Ran. Ran on Shabbos, that was printed in the Ran, is not really the Ran. So too, the Ran on Sanhedrin is not really the Ran. It's a pseudo Ran, but okay, it's a Rishon of some sort. Look what he writes over here. Thank you. part, I'm not finding it now. It's supposed to be here somewhere. The Ran is supposed to say on this page, and we'll try to find it, that the kula of Dava She'ena Miskavein does not apply to Chayvei Mises. We'll all jump and say, what are you kidding? Not apply to Chayvei Mises. Applies to Shabbos. See it here? See it. I know it exists before he quoted it. This is a little bit famous. But he quotes it over here, they say for the Siv Chaim. I'm not finding it now. Chaim and Mises, no Ptur Reina Miskavin. And Shabbos is then of Melechas Machshevis. This is the case where a person takes a splinter from his father, he shouldn't do it. It does exist. Is that the case? Is that what it is? I didn't see it there either. Let's try one more thing. Maybe someone's paid down on the base, goes over to last chance. Oh, I found it. Watch this. Dovah she'ena miskavein is mutar b'isa lav. Kilayim. We'll come back to that later. Ava b'isa misa lohuta dovah she'ena miskavein. Afal gav by Shabbos. Skila? No. Hayinatayim mishem alechas machshebes as retoro. So you see klar that will cause more mainstream Rishonim. No, actually, it's not really the Rosh, but still, a whole distinction between Shabbos and Shari Surim. Okay? So now, so what does the Rosh want? What does the Rosh want from the Shultas? What does he want from him? But the, on the other hand, the Rosh wants the Furusha Gemara in Bechoros. According to this so-called Ran, and according to Tosis that we saw in Mem Aleph, the same kash exists. Mar Bechor says he passed like Shimon b'Shabbos. Who needs to pass like Shimon? By Bechor, what do you mean? Shabbos is different. It's Melechus not Shabbos with big differences. He quotes the Teretz on the next page as follows. I think it's a nice Teretz. Quotes from one of his Yedidim. By Shabbos, yes, there's a heter of Melechus Machshavos. But if Bishari Surei Torah ain't a miskaven is chayav, it should be also by the Rabbanon, even by Shabbos, Zei Rotu ain't a miskaven, Bishari Surei Torah, as it tells us in Yom Melech Lamed Aleph, Roar Lug Ligzor Otu Shari Surei Torah. I understand. The Gemara in Yivruchora said, Shmuel Pazins, it's Mutu Lechatchila Bishabbos. Ah! If it's Buddha Lechatchila B'Shabbos, then what? Then what? It obviously is Mutter by Bechor. Otherwise, we would have made a Gzeira of Shabbos Otu Bechor. That's no kash. But the Shiltus who holds, it's Mutter B'Shabbos Lechatchila. It does not make a Gzeira Otu Shari Surin. Pass like a Shimon. And doesn't make a Gzeira. Then, Rabbi Osai, the Rosh is kasha in place. This is a fascinating, fascinating issue. Now we come, Rabbi Osai, to the question of Siruf. We had the case, that's the one humor, that Tosaf quotes, let's look at Mem Aleph in the Bay, just to refresh our memories, please. Turn to Mem Aleph in the Bay, just to refresh your memory for a moment. Mem Aleph Omud Bays. Okay, what does it say over here? Lo yitan atof amayin kol ikar mepneishim mitzarev. Okay? You're tempering the metal. Rashi says, the top Rashi, lo mitzarev. So Rashi, shekli matches chav and also the sochot zon on cold water, mechazken es akli, it strengthens the metal. Zulig mar malechas atzorfin, shereshicha asurim v'apostel v'karv lishaver, v'amayim etzarfin papua, shuldir v'laz. What's that mean? Shuldir v'laz. Sadr. I mean, that's not bad. Sadr. Very good. See, we just strengthened the metal. Oh. So now Rav Osai, we did in Yuma. What did they do in Yuma? The Kohen Gadol was as a cold mikveh. So what did they do? They took Ashosh or Shobazel and they threw it into the mikveh to warm up the mikveh for the Kohen Gadol. That's what's doing in Masechta Yuma. So the Gemara Yuma asked the Kasha, it's Mitzarif. Mitzarif, take a look over here. Tosfos quotes, Yuma Lama Dal Mabez, the middle of the narrow lines of Tosfos, right in my mouth of it. The Vienna Shosha Shabarzel, Matil Latocha Mayam Shetabit Sinosan, Salom Mitzare, affecting on you with that Lama Dal Mabez. Okay. Mitzare. What is my answer? Dabba Shane Miskari. Rabbeinu Shalalam, where's the second Pa'ula? You want to do one thing. He's throwing the metal into the mikveh. According to the guy, we need two pulas to be called Dabba Shane Miskabi. Only one pula. You're throwing the metal into the water, and that has two results. The water gets higher, and the metal gets soldered, or tempered, or whatever you want to call it. Strengthened. That's the kasha he asks. He gives a very interesting answer. Based on A, Magid Mishnah, which you once saw before. Shabbos. Perikut Beis, Rabbi Osai, is an important Rambam and a Magid Mishnah. Watch this. In the Skaven, the Tzarev Chayav. Wait a minute. But isn't it a Pesik Reisha? What do you mean, in the Skaven, the Tzarev Chayav? The Magid Mishnah is a discussion. We were here once before. Magid Mishnah. Look what he says. The faith, important Magid Mishnah. What's the Gemara? Dibrabena Shakosa called Tolib Kavanos and Nirim, Shakol Shane Miskabe, and Roy Lomabo, Sigresh Loyamasu Vilachai. You know why? Make sure Miskabe, who owes the Malacha. Ukshaena Miskabe, Ain Bo Malacha Klau, Shere Aino wrote to last as Mimenu Kli. What does that mean? What does that mean, Rabosai? Irafir Abiuda, Machaina, Mashem Miskabe, is still Mutter. When it comes to the din of Mitaka and Mona, it's subjective. So if I'm not interested in this tikkun, I didn't do anything. If I cook, I cook. If I write, I write. If I dig, I dig. But here the issue is tikkun. If I don't want the tikkun, it's not called the tikkun. So it's no malach at all. The Mela, he suggests, that's the chat over here as well. He threw the ashashios into the mikvah. Ah, there's no pool, you can't say it's in the sky. No, it's not a tikkun at all. You don't want it, you just want to make the Kohen Gadol more comfortable, not call a ticket at all, that's what he suggests. Oh. Now we finally come to the sugya here on that Choftes and Midbeis, of Osai, which I'd like you to see. Choftes and Midbeis. Choftes and Midbeis, right before the Mishnah. Mochrei ksus mochren kedarkon, uvashle yiskav v'cham ne'achama, uvakshomim v'pnei akshomim. The Mishnah Kelayim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Hay. It's also found in a few other places. Okay? Rashi, Mochin Kedarkon, 7 lines up. Ksushu Kelayim, Loshu Beshuk. Yele Haros on the Mocho, Loshu. Torah Ele Lebisha, Shidu Mach Alishamim. Kedarkon Aloshu. Vahalo. Dume de Lebisha Nami, Dimis Hanibah. No Hana, not. Says Tosfos. Uvelvad. Uvinyan de lohavip sigresha. Going to lovish mabusha machayim lahagan of mecham mechtina. Tos if it's a psigresha, it would be us. The Ran said a psigresha is mutter. The psigresha we say, I know. That's the Ram we saw in Mesech Tachul. Okay. The problem is, it seems to be a contradiction in the Rambam and in the Shulchan Aruch. I think we've seen the Shulchan Aruch be easy to find. Much less. Shulchan Aruch. Kalai Begod. Simon Shinal, we're going to see two consecutive Sifrim. Because you forget Pshah. Sifhei. Lo Yilbash Odom Kalai Maroi. I feel like I'm a sorrow begod in Mashenim Ayel Klum. But I feel like I'm a Samechis. Still can't do it. Can't wear it. Sifhei. Tofrek Suis Tofrim Kedakam. Uvavashi Skadam Macham Necham Necham Necham. Wait a minute. Here he says, even Vigilav HaMeches is not allowed. Here he says, it is allowed. So the Rambam sure says, it's ridiculous. Yesh Matirin, Afilu Lilbosh Kalayim, Kol Shein Mechavel Anoso. Kol Shein Lobish Kalayim, Mahavibah HaMeches, Kol Shein Lobish Kalayim, Midasin, Rotsal Lebach Kedome. That's a tour in the Rosh. But here, comes from the Rambam, he says, no, you can't wear it. So if you can't wear it, then why can you put it on you in this fashion? That's the kasha. Seems to be a steer. So now, Rabosai, you tell me, the Vilna Gaon addresses this. Can you get the Gaon Mishnais? Porsche HaMishnah? No, the Vilna Gaon. That's not good. Maybe on the links. Oh, okay. Mission. Yes. They don't have the Vilna Gaon. How can that be? They don't have the Vilna Gaon. I can't help you. The Vilna Gaon addresses this contradiction. Okay? Well, see, quotes over here, I'll just quote you from the Sefer Nesiv Chaim, where he quotes this Shnos Elio. Watch this. Hikshukol Mefarshim El Rambam. He paskins that Mochek Sus Mochek Kedakan, Vavashli Yiskavim. And he still paskins the Mishnah Perektes, Mishnah Beis in Klayim. Get rid of this. Oh, what happened? Wow, holy shit. Oh, that's crazy. Okay. He says as follows. Well, Yilvash Klayim, I feel like I'm a Sarah. I feel it's a contradiction. How can he pass in Mishnah Beis, and he still passes over here Mishnah Hey? Says the Gro, yes, that's the Rambam, it's a steer to Mishnayis. Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Hey. Lo Koshamidi, he says. Why? Because the reason given for this din is Dava Shein and Miskari. Who said so? Watch this. The Vilna Gaon is a Gaon, not for nothing. Watch this. The Vilna Gaon quotes the Gemara sent to Baba Kama, Daf Kuf Yud Gimel Amadav. He
Here we go. Oh, would it be like this? Oh, Sabiach Samechis. Reb Shimon, Omer, Meshim, Reb Akiva, Mut Labiach Samechis. Vish, Lemin, Kalai, Makamifligi. The Mars, Tavadavash, and Miskavin Mutter. Umars, Tavadavash, and Miskavin, also. Frek the Vilna Gon. What do you mean, Reb Shimon, Meshim, Reb Akiva? You're Reb Akiva? You know, Reb Shimon was, it's true, Reb Akiva was his Rebbe. It's true. It's Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon, Reb Yechoy. But he's independent all through Shas, then Hashem is coming. Why suddenly does he need Reb Akiva over here? If he asked me, offer any tachas, the slightest bit of the pinky, of the fingernail, of the pinky, of the Vilna Gaon, I would have said that Reb Akiva is necessary, the maskana, for the Dine Mamana Shabbat, which is what the Gemara talks about, it's not, we're not learning about Kamina. But he's assuming, no, Bishlama means, near Reb Akiva, even for the Dava Shein Miskavim Shabbat. Kosher, Rabbi Shu, Sliba Kol HaShas, Dava Shein Miskavim Mutter, what are you Reb Akiva for? Here's the answer, both sides. Shane ben Dava Shein Miskavim, Ve'ose Ha'isur Mamish, Elo Shein Miskavim Shabbat. Ve'hoga Rabbi Shimon Tzvile Di Yosur, that's the Mishnah, Kilobesh Kalayim, Rabosai. Back up here, the Mishnah, Lobesh Kalayim, right here, Lo Yilbesh Kalayim, I feel like I'm a Meches, even Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's us. You know what? No different Pahula! If there's no separate Pahula, this goes back to what we spoke at the beginning of this year. No separate Pahula, it's not called Dava Shein Miskavim, according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon himself. Rabbi Akiva, Gambahos, Yule the Mutter. Rabbi Shimon doesn't agree. That's Mishnah Beis. But Mochrek Sus, what happened over there? He's not wearing it. He's hanging it over his shoulders. He's not wearing it. Rabbi Shimon holds Mutter, made Miskavim Lekach. Avshadosi Osnak Seifa, Havi Halo, Afal Pikain, came in the Yavshmin Achav, so Allah says Osnak Seifa. And the Rambam passing of Shimon Dafka. So therefore, it's also Mishum. Rabbi Shimon agrees that it's also Mochrik Sus is Mutter because it's only on Sefer. That's the smart. That's the smart on both sides. The Rambam requires two separate Pahulas. Amazing Vart, yeah, amazing Vart. Rambam requires two separate Pahulas. And he quotes over here from Rabbi Avraham Ben Aramba. Watch this. It's over here. There's a lot of pages on this. If I can try to find it. Rabbi Avraham Ben Aramba. I'm looking, trying to find it. Some of the pages. Give me a minute first. A moment. A minute. Oh! Rav Avraham and Rambam. It's found at the end of Shvi'isa Shabbos. Mochrek Sus. Ein ba'aliyas ha'kilayim aleim chashash levisha chashash hano. Hey da, look, not a Vashli is Kavan of the Visha, the Vashli is Kavan the Chamme Chamme Shalme Shalme. What do you see? That our law is different than the Visha, we just said until now. By the Visha, the Mice of the Visha is part of the Yisr. But our law is only the result, not a Mice called Kach. That's what the Rambam says. Our law, Einam is Kavan is Mutter, Osik Bepulas Heter. Ain't that good for Easter? I can't know. And he got Ram got his whole Yisrael from the Mishnayos here in Kalayim. It should be contradictory. And the Ram and Chul we already saw once before. The Ram says Mochri Kalayim Shari, even though it's a Pesik Reish Sheyane, the Pesik Reish of Hanoz Mutter. What do you mean? Hanoz Kalayim is Maisa Gomer. Quotes it from a different source. Lobish Kalayim, you mamish get Malchus. Each time we give our straw, it's considered lav sheyesh bo maisa. based on the brachas you test them in base. Most they climb the big the post of the shuk, because it's a common abuse, it's not off the lab the kalai. I fret the Gemara, Pomish at the Messam Zalman Shane Folish, and we do a Shavas of Eda. Sheva Tasa Shiny! The lavish kalayim is kumvasei. You have to strip a guy in the street to avoid the lab of kumvasei. The answer is that's all levisha. But over here, hello, it's sheva tas. It's not an action of Isser. It's only on a, that's a smahalach over here. If you want to look it up, it's on page Shin Ayin Dalet in this beautiful sefer. With this, Rabbi Osai, he answers the kasha. He answers the kasha of Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan asks, according to the Ran, who holds that all the we have it? Oh, that's only, I can't show it to you, right? We don't have that. No. I'll tell you about that. Okay. He says, maybe it's on Barilat, Kovashir?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. We have to have an, we have a book, you know, what's on what. I love certain things inside. Well, I mean, I'm here.
Yeah.
You're ready. Well, I have it, nothing else. I've thrown him out of that. Because of Iran. Ipsic Ratio lesson. Nihana, Ahab Ipsic Ratio Sharia. Look, what's the proof? The Mochrik Sus, Mochrik Adakon, over Vash is Kab Nacham Nachama, I Matle Hano, against our toast of Tesla Vicks. So what does he say? Kavan, Lo Machavan, Lo Hashiva, Lo Midi, Shoin Atka. That's what he says. Frek Rabochonon. Here. Wow, this is cool. Somewhere in here, quotes Rabbi Chanan, who asked the following kasha. We have a rule that. So one more minute to try to find it, please. Oh. Here, watch this now. Well, the fees are at Sarachim. Well, we can never around. Who are the Nitzitzis? Because Tos is a need of Samachal, the Mochre Xus the Shor B'Kalayim, Kemokem Ptur Mitzitzis, up in the Tosis. Im Kem Bebeg and Shalom, Shorak Lekayim Mitzitzis, Lo B'Shulhan Oso, Afim Yehon Ebel V'Shoso, Ofen Dali Psik Resha, Mikomakom Kem and then Alom Shulhan Oso, Ein Kavan Oso Ak B'Shul Mitzvah, Im Kem Lokiyem Mitzitzis Klal, Tzorachim Metalisa Shul Mitzvah Shalanu, Shadav Yadua Shein Lom Shnos the Melo B'Shul Kiyim HaMitzvah according to the Ran Lo Kiyim Mitzvah Tzitzis since we don't pass like the Ran we pass like Tosfos he quotes it from Pesach we have it here in Shabbos as well Mochrik Sus when there's no Psegration Psegration in fact is Osir so to by Tzitzis it's a Psegration Chayim B'Tzitzis Av Shein Meskav HaNos Levisha. But according to the Ran, it's impossible with Tzarechiyun. Wow. Says this to Siv Chaim. No, lo kashamidi. Levishas kalayim mode haran. Maisa levisha. Only by halah. There's no isa levisha at all. Talos gadol, derech levisha. He answers the kasha of Rebbe Chanan, Rebbe Osai. Want to follow me? It's a mirror that can shtickle turf. Now the last piece, I'm still going to talk bonus later, please. Our last piece, I can't resist the last piece. Back to Kuf Chof Amad Beis. Kuf Chof Amad Beis. Our last piece before we say goodbye to the situation for now. Kuf Chof Amad Beis is our doubt, right? Kuf Chaf Amid Beis. Kuf Chaf Amid Beis. Let's read the Gemara. We're both going to read a piece of Gemara together. Tana Rabban. Let's start from Tana. About 10 lines down, 12. Ner Shachori Adeles Poseach Vinol Kedako. Yim Kofsa Kofsa. Layat Ala Rav. Rav curses the person who does this. Why that? Why? Me and Rav holds like a Buddha, and the Tana goes like a Shimon. Do you curse him? No, he says. Even Rav Shimon's Moda. Segregation of the Yomis. So wait a minute. So why use the word curse? Just say it's awesome. It's a funny kind of expression. It's a curse. Keep that in mind. That's Gemara number one. Gemara number one. Gemara number two, which we never, this we did already. Number two. Om Rav Yudah, Poseach Adam Delas, Kenegan Amadura B'Shabbos. You can open a door opposite a fireplace on Shabbos. Light Labayis. Also a curse. The Mayaskina. Yileva Baruch Mitsuya, my time of demand also. I Baruch Shena Mitsuya, my time of demand Ashari. Y'all the Baruch Mitsuya. Masava Gazrina, and therefore he cursed the guy who didn't accept it. Umasava Lo Gazrina. And presumably, a Ruach Mitsuya will have no impact on this Medura, Rabbi Osai. But Ruach Shena Mitsuya will. Right? Rashi explains. My Talmud Amad Ein Derech Lahave Baruch Mitsuya, Velo Psegration, Lo Yamasu. Okay, Ad Kan Tu Gemaras. Okay? Tu Gemaras. Let's open to the Marsha. We already saw once before. We saw the Melech recorded. We're going to see it again. Marsha Kuf Chav Amud Beis. Kuf Chav Amud Beis. Okay. He quotes the two Gemaras. He says, you have to say, Tzarech Lomar, this is my edition, it's page Kuflam Bevav, column 2, line 2. Hocha b'ner shachori adelis, first Gemara, the matter of Ebraisa, v'hadim psik reishi, kol kach, some mud in the maisa, a little bit pregnant, not so much of a psik reisha. Either is a psik reisha, or not a psik reisha. What do you mean, a little bit of psik reisha? What's going on over here? El the Rav liar that I am it's not really a psikration. Now you want to have an earlier source for that. Rav Osai, turn to the Rush on this Gemara. Please turn to the Rush. We're in the 16th parak. Please turn to the Rush in the 16th parak. You see a word which we already saw in the Shulchan Aruch, but you see that this goes back to the Rush. Simon Tess. Morashim Sidash Loyamus. Rashi Pirish. Shaner Munach Achor Adelas. Vichashinon. Watch this now. Shema Yichabenu Haruach. Shema? You say the word Shema? Shema? Why is that called obsecration? It's only Shema. Shulchan Aruch quotes it because the Torah quotes it from his father, the Russian. Machabe quotes also Shema. Oh, you see, like the Marsha. It's what we call in our language Korah integration. If you open the Shulchan Aruch, we hear once before, let's read it again. Reish Ayin Zayin, he quotes it directly. We wonder where the Lashon Shema came from. So let's follow the paper trail. As often happens, the Machabe quotes it from the Tur, and the Tur quotes it from his father, the Rush. But the Rush's words are found so frequently in Maran Bet Yosef and Shulchan Aruch. Right in. Reish Ayin Zayin, the first line. Ner Shemunach Achori Adelas Osef Tov Adelas Shema Yichabenu Haruach Shema Yichabenu Haruach Korav the Psegresha Korav. Okay, the Meiri makes a big deal out of this. the word liet to his advantage. What an expression. He's already Issa Mamash. What do you mean Kilas Chacham for? Great expression, huh? Ela ein klala el b'makom she'en yisurim avuror v'hette bo matzui u'mekalos imesad pirtza v'oz metzach. Shalom, Echon, Makala, Akashan, Ram Shim, Mutu, the Garmi, the Tirits, Afram Shim, Roy, the Kala, Makashu, Oser, the Koshin, and the Skab, and Koshu, Subsegration. Af Koshu, the Korum, the Segration, which I have a Motsoi, Nikra, Osa, Pirates, Ged, and Roy, the Klala. Lama, Mother, Ram Shim, and the Shiroy, the Klala. So then it comes back to the Rosh, goes back to the Meiri. And the Mashah said it, and the Shulchan Aruch said it. We call this what? Korov Lipsig Resha. Does anybody argue? Yeah. Pasha Pshat, let's look at Rashi. Open the Gemara, let's see what Rashi says. Rashi, I think, used the word Psig Resha, not Korov Lipsig Resha. Let's see Rabbeinu Chanana. Take a look. Kuvchav Mebeiz and Rashi. Vahach Psig Resha. Mechabeu means certainly, not maybe, not close to it, not probably, not almost certainly, but certainly. Light on the Rabbi Ben Chanan. In my print, it's the last few narrow lines. Hecha di yodea shebivadai sheposeach v'noel yichav aner. So Rashi and the Rach, and the Rash also is away. It's Vadai, absolutely Vadai. 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 Fine. Now, Rabosai, let's turn to the Mechaber and see where the Mechaber fits in. Turn to Simon Shin Lamedzai. This came from Reish Ayin Zayin. Now Shin Lamed Zayin. 60 Simon later. Ooh. Dova Shein Miskavim Mutter Vuhu Shelo Yehei Psik Reisha. Okay? This is our famous rule. It's been out for a week already. Okay? This intermission is much longer than I thought. But okay. Huh? It's important, right? Says the Mechaber. Hilkach. Gorer Adam meet the kisei v'safsal, the sugi v'sef the Shabbos on that chav beis and elsewhere. Ben gdolim ben ktanim, Mishnah Brura dalit. Look at Mishnah Brura, please, of cotton dalit. Kostin the magen Avram, the gdolim biyoser, also the gralorts, the psikreishel why, the be vaday yasecharitz. That's a stira pashtun in the mechaber, right? He's saying that only bevadai, but if you take gedolim, which would likely to make a charitz, but it's not bevadai, it's mutter. How do you reconcile the stira between the mechaber reish ayin zayin who asks by shema korol psikresha and shin lamed zayin the pshuto only by vada psikresha? That's his kasha. He has an interesting, fascinating answer based on the Tosfos. Take a look at the Tosfos. Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Mem Zayin Amud Beis, we're both saying. Take a look. A sugi, which we're not learning now, it's really Gram Kiva, we're supposed to get to that at some time, right? But over here, if you look in the Tosfos, Mipnei, about eight narrow lines up. The line starts with the Afalgav. The Afalgav, the Gzeiro, Kim Luhu, the Rabbonon, The hacha shayach lemigzer tvei. A big chiddush in Tosfos. The general rule, we never go zegzer lezer. Never. Here's an exception. Here's an exception. Kibushayni. This is a unique exception. Kibushayni. So the kibu is shiny, so we have to be more strict with respect to kibui. That's why by kibui we make a gzera the gzera. And that's why, Rabosai, when it comes to kibui, we are machmir by korov lipstick ratio as well. That's the case we're talking about. In Simon Reish Ayin Zayin, is talking about kibui. It's talking about kibui. Kibui is unique. In all other malachas, we are mekel. We're mekel. This is the yisod which he suggests over here to answer this question. Kibui is different. Why is kibui different? He's not exactly sure why kibui is should be different. Maybe because people are more bol amamonam, or maybe people are more for some reason. Maybe it's ancient or the gufas bocha. Whatever reason he suggests, a number of reasons. But that's not the main point. The fact is that kibui is unique. And since kibui is unique, this answers the kasha, the stira in the mechaber. There's a source for base in Tosfos and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis. It's unique. Kibui is unique. Don't compare kibui to other malachas. Okay? It's different. It's different. Now, who said so? The Marsha, the Rosh. Who denies it? The Rashba. Because the Rashba, I told you before, the Rashba says that Sikresha, him is Sikresha, but Torah's Vadai. That being said, the Rashba proves in our Gemara that Sikresha by the Rabbanan is awesome. It's Ensh Yichud Gufa. The Mogan Avraham asks his Kash against the Chumas Adeshin, whose Megal, that's called the Mechaba Shin Yudal Aleph, by Sikresha by the Rabbanan. So we gave a teretz before, it depends what kind of rabbanon it is. He gives a different teretz. No. The Rajah of the Shittaso that equates kibui with other malachas, because he holds you need psik resha vadai. But the Truma Sadesh says, no, kibui is unique. Kibui even karam with the psik resha is asur, kibui even psik resha by the rabbanon is asur. But in Shah Malachas, karam with the psik resha is mutter, as the Mechaber seems to say in Shin Lamed Zayin. And Sikresha Rabbanan is also mutter, as the Mechaber seems to say in Shin Yudal Sevalef. Kibui is unique. Kibui is an exception to both of these rules. Both of these rules. Even the Aruch is okay. Either the Aruch is Machmel, it's Mekel no Nichole, either more is Machmel no Nichole and Kufkof. No. Kibui is unique. Kibui is absolutely unique. The Rashba disagrees with that. And there's a Truma Sadesh, which he argues with. He has a whole pilpul, if you look carefully, whether Havara is like Kibui or not. But if Kibui is unique, maybe Havara, and at the end, no. Only Kibui of Mamash, not even Havara, which is a twin malacha of Kibui. That's what he says. This is all the Rashba, the Rosh, all these Gedolim. Who disagrees with this on point the Bach? Take a look, Rav Osa, here, back in the Mishnah Berurah and Reish Ayin Zayin. Take a look. This is our last point. We have to start going today. We only have 10 minutes to divide our time. It takes longer than I thought. It's all in this Simchai. It's all here. I wanted to show it to you on the screen, but not able to. Reish Ayin Zayin. Reish Ayin Zayin. Take a look, Rabbi Osei. Reish Ayin Zayin. Sip Aleph. The Mishnah Berurah here in Sipkot and Gimel. What does it say? Shemich haben haruach. Gimel. Ein bemogen avroam. Takyad tes. It was yantav. Tafilu im ein haruach menashev ato. Gam kein yesh lesa. The b'chol rega v'rega haruach menashev. V'yem shal hafen bazeh. Okay. V'yesh mekilin bazeh. Who is making beis? Ein bi'alach. Okay. The treasure continues. What does the bi'alach say over here in Simon's Reish Ayin Zayin Sif Aleph? Where is it? Where is it? Harua, here it is. Aymesh the brewer, Yesh Mekilim. Who is it? They agree with the Ma'aril and the Ramah. That's Sam Yesh Mekilim. The Ramah himself is making the Ma'aram and the Takyad is on the Ramah. Shesovim Shom. Shon Roen, Shain Ruach, and Locho Shianashe, but also Rega Ruach and Bachutz. So Machlokes. Okay, there's no wind at all. I'll be afraid that there's suddenly come a Ruach, Shain Matsuya is going to come and blow it out or make it burn, as the case may be. What are they fighting about? So the Bach holds, Rabosai, that Madura and Nair are identical. They made it Zera in both cases. We're still looking back to back, Kulchov from the base. Ruach She'ena Metsuya. Metsuya Otu Eina Metsuya. Take a look. Rabosai, look at the Gemara one more time. Kulchov from the base. One more time. The Gemara is over here at the end, the last thing we saw. There's Gazrinan. What do you mean Gazrinan? Gazrinan what? Ruach Metsuya Otu She'ena Metsuya. It's a Gzeira Ha'otuha. Let's get to the Madura. So the Bach is exactly the same thing will apply in the case of the Nair. The two are identical. Because in the case of Ruach She'ena Metsuya, then it's going to be a Vada Psikresha. According to the Bach, it's only also by Vada Psikresha. When's that? Ruach She'ena Metsuya. So therefore, you have to make a Gzeira Otu Ruach She'ena Metsuya. Not in the case of Nu. Madura, but in the case of Nair as well. Because the only is also in the Vadai Psikresha. Oh, the Masha says no. The Masha says no. Madura, the Ruach Matsuya, is Hetter Gomor. The only gods are Otter Eni Matsuya. Fine. But by Nair it's worse. By Nair it's a core of the Psikresha in any Ruach. Because after all, it's not a fireplace, it's just a little tiny candle. And therefore, the Ramah is Megill, like the Maril, because he holds like the Bach, that in both cases there goes in Matsui Eta Eina Matsui. But there's no Ruach at all, there's no Gzeira. That's what we saw quoted over here in the Mishnah Berurah. And others disagree? They're both like, I want to start Bona. I'm sorry it took so long. Let's start Bona. We satisfy. I have a few minutes. Please make our Scholem. I'm going to say tomorrow I want to talk a little about Chumash, but we also have to start a little more about Bona. Where we were was Ayin Gimel Amud Beis. Let's chazer again briefly. We saw a few cases in the Gemara, Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, about Gavshushis, about Guma Vetimema, and Chofa Guma. If you flatten ground or if you make a hole in the ground, that's considered to be an Isser of Bonin. We saw that Kufa Malach and Alf yesterday, but you have mud on your feet, your shoes. You have to scrape it off here, don't scrape it off there. We went through it at some details, not only in the Gemara, but also in the Shin Beis, in the Shulchan Aruch as well. But now, Rabosai, let's turn to Shin Yud Gimel Sif Yud. I'm not sure if we got to hit this yesterday or not. Did we touch this yesterday? At the end of the year, we get this fall? Did we get the Shin Yud Gimel Sif Yud?
No.
Never got to it? I know I wanted to get to it, so that's why in my mind we got to it.
No, we did.
That's
what
I thought.
We did.
The very end, right?
Yeah.
Shinyud, as we see the relevance of the Shinyud Gimel Sif Yud. Okay. Chazon Shin Eskalka the Mevik Shem. We saw the one Erevin on that Kuf Dalek. Okay. And we started discussing that we're supposed to talk about today, but just to talk about it Valpeh. I can't start showing you too many things. We saw the Shvir Shabbos Kulkosa. He wanted to allow it to spread salt or ashes or sand on a street which was covered with ice or snow, right? And he said, there's no problem about Shvuya Gumos, and there's no issue of Bona. He had over here, in the, he made reference to the Mishnah Berurah, Nun Hei, Lo Mevatel Hasan, the Chozer L'Malcha Behema Oletit, Avodavas and Bematle Hasan Motit Mechol Tzroros Asa Ashuya Gumos. And it says to cover the rope is permissible. So the Shmir Shabbos and Chazal quotes the covering of the rope, which is the end of this yesterday's year, as a precedent to spread salt or sand over snow or ice or oil spill. And the question became, is that a correct comparison or not? In the Sefer Binyan Shabbos, he doesn't like this comparison. That's where I started to talk about, and I guess we'll just start again today, and we'll come back to it again tomorrow. Sorry for the lengthy blare of whatever. He quotes the Shemir Shabbat, Yesh l'chalek tuva, the shani rok otsoa, shenim tzoa, b'mokum kotten l'mesuyen, it's page chof. V'tov kolai chotzer, ilu ha-chotzer, edem ha-kulkelis klal, efshal ha-halach b'karavio, you can't call the chotzer b'kulkelis, you can't walk, of course you can walk there. Just avoid one little spot where it's in rokotso. Shenno, say, I'll offer gabi ha-rok, edem ha-skar v'l'tikun ha-chotzer, b'chlov. Hello, the kids here up. Hashem, in the rechov, she niskas a kerach al shemen. V'yav shalala b'kvish karagil, too slippery. Dami mama shechonu she niskak al b'meik shamim. V'nimsa she b'kis v'yav kerach al b'ntak an ha-kvish, she yav shalala b'o. Things will be usher. At the end of the day, he's matter. Why? Like a bozkin melach from Medina, we saw that Mishnah in Erevin yesterday, also in the Rabbanon, and Shutz from Mikdash, and therefore, Rabbosai, Mokum Desik the Rabbin, your mother the Rabbanon. Where is that? That's the one I wanted to show him. Mem Beis Amidal. I'm going to show you the Gemara. Mem Beis Amidal. Desik the Rabbin agrees, and for Desik the Rabbin, it's okay. But no Desik the Rabbin would not be allowed. It's not just a head to go. Where's Mem Beis Amidal? Because it's the Rabbanim. Okay, so he's matter at the end of the day, but only because of the special dispensation. Now, the question becomes, and we'll start with that tomorrow, what exactly was the intention of the author of Shemir Shabbos Kilchos when he quoted on Hay? Did he mean the last part, Kisui Rok, in which case at first glance, the Binyan Shabbos Kasha is a pretty good Kasha. Or maybe he meant the beginning of Sivkot Nunhei. Shemavato the Shia Gumos. What's that? It's called Mosif Ala Binyan, right? So Tevin, which is fit for something else, you're not Mavato at all. Melach Efren Chol, which is not fit for anything else. You mevatel forever, it's also b'daraisa. But only this man is the Rabbanon, and the mat there for either b'makam mikdash or b'makam that's the Rabb. That's how I understood the Shemir Shabbos l'chasa based on the words. We'll see that I'm not exactly correct. But now we'll just show one more source, Rabbosai. One more source, and then we will stop. That's the Mordechai Simon Shin Lamed Aleph. Very big, this is two lines. Mordechai Shin Lamed Aleph, and then we'll stop. Shin Lamed Aleph. Here we go. Those who have my Gemara, it's on page Yudzayin. Quote Rav Yo. Mutl l'shaber ha-barod delika ha-mayim ha-munochim tachtov. You can break the ice to get to the water underneath it, which in Europe is very common. The gedolim is yomer b'perek chavis. The mat is rosh b'sayif utnan shover odem as ha-chavis v'chulei. Okay, you can crack the ice. What's the basis, the precedent? You can chop off the top of a barrel with a knife, and you can break a barrel. Wait a minute. Then, what are we talking about? Where is this water? Is it in a barrel or is it on the ground? As we shall see going forward, is a very big distinction throughout Bona between what and what? Mechuba Kaga and Kalin. So there's some want to infer from this Mordechai only by Kalin, comparable to Chobis, as opposed to with the ice is attached to the ground. Whoa. So tomorrow we'll start with this, but then we'll go on a little bit.